We've got to talk about Broadband Jesus. In 1998, a Swedish entrepreneur named Jonas Birgersson built a router-based broadband network that freed Sweden from dial-up, which earned him the nickname. Now he wants to do the same thing for the power grid. Because right now, our grid is a house of cards. In 2025, a cascading failure knocked out most of Spain and Portugal in seconds. Texas came within 4 minutes and 37 seconds of a total collapse in 2021. And 70% of U.S. transmission lines are over 25 years old. The internet doesn't have the same problem. Well, mostly. When one website goes down, every other site keeps running. But when too much of the internet runs through one provider, like when AWS and Cloudflare went down in late 2025, millions got stranded. Centralization is the vulnerability, and the grid has the same disease. So Birgersson published a fix. He calls it internetification. The idea is simple. Give homes and buildings their own solar, batteries, and an energy router that manages it all. Your house becomes its own little power network. It connects to the main grid when it wants to, but if the grid goes down, you keep the lights on. The key innovation is something called galvanic separation. It draws a hard line between your local energy and the larger grid. Power only flows across that boundary when both sides agree. So your neighbor throws a party, you're away for the weekend, your excess solar flows to her house, automatically. No utility middleman, just two routers negotiating on your behalf. The technology exists right now. Solar, batteries, EVs, and smart panels, the only thing that's missing is the router. And Broadband Jesus has given us the way to do it.